5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, cold Thursday morning on our program, Safina to Il Al-Jannah. The 15th of Muharram, 1445, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verses 17, 18, and 19. So Almighty Allah informs us, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam tapped a person and, you know, touched him and just tapped his chest, and that person, they died and passed away. So now he said, Ya Allah, that this is min amali shaitan, that this is what Satan's actions are. And obviously it was done inadvertently, unintentionally. So now he's begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness for a mistake. Prophets and messengers are ma'asum and protected by divine protection from all types of sins. Chapter 28, verse 17. Call Moses. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. Big lesson for all of us. Rabbi bima an'amta alayya. Oh, my beloved Allah, because of all the bounties which you have conferred upon me, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ, hence I will never be, now or in the future, an assistant and helper لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ, through the criminals. How we have criminals today. If you look at a political scenario, you will see people have allegiance to their party. Under apartheid, you must remember the white man. They knew it's wrong, but yet they kept on oppressing us, the non-whites, the Indians, the coloreds, the blacks, and so forth. So that is wahira lil mujrimeen. This is called ta'assub, partisanship. Similarly, you take our families. I say I love a South African, so nothing wrong with that. I say I love Indians, so there's nothing wrong with that. I say I love Mamans because that is my mother tongue, nothing wrong with that. Mal asabiyyatu ya Rasulallah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what is partisanship? Antu'inahum ala zulmin. You know that they are doing wrong, and yet you go and assist them. You know to close the mosque is haram, and that's why you show disgrace, but yet you go and assist them. You know vaccines are haram, and yet you go and assist them. You know Shias are kuffar, and yet you go and assist them. So such people are mujrimeen, and you are an accomplice with them. With your silence, you also guilty. Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. Great dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Now, that murder, although it was unintentional, inadvertently, but people will call it a murder. فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا. He made the mourning Moses. There in that town, in that city, and he was fearing, because now the message will go out, and they will make propaganda. يَتَرَقَّبُ. And he's watching this side and that side and waiting. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ. And that same person suddenly, who was there, you know, shouting for help yesterday, so he's shouting again today. So يَسْتَصْرِخُ, he's shouting, screaming, help me. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses tells him, إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ, you are an openly a person who's really quarrelsome, troublesome, and a mischief maker, troublemaker you are, you know. Every day you're getting involved into quarrels and disputes. Now he wants to separate them again. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَيَّبَتِشَى. So when he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he wanted to separate them with force, batshun, ayyabatisha, billadhi huwa aduhul lahuma, the person that was the enemy of both of them, the enemy of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and the enemy of the person following Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So meaning the Israeli, the Israelite, and the other party was the Qibti, the Coptic person, the Egyptian. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى. So that person, when he saw the anger and the fury that he thought maybe Nabi Musa a.s. is going to hit him. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى. O Moses, أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَقْتُلَنِي. Are you intending to kill me? كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ. As you killed the person yesterday. Now that is the person who he helped yesterday, he says. إِن تُرِيدُ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ جَبَّارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Your intention is just to be a zalim oppressor and a person who's bullying people on this earth. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. وَمَا تُرِيدُ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِينَ. And your intention is not to be a peacemaker and to bring about reform and goodness. So that was his assumption and presumption, because he knew that he is the guilty party. That is human nature, that many a time people are guilty themselves, but then they will blame others for their own vices and own sins. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, with our news, views and interviews. We start with the sad, sad story. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our brother Farooq Gangat of Falkirk, he was originally in Newcastle. We were all together there. So he passed away last year in July. That is Haji Farooq Gangat. Last night, Isha time, his wife, that is the mother of, you know, Fazila and Yusuf and Ayub and Maimuna and all of them. So their mother, Auntie Aisha, passed away. 11:30 was Janaza Salat last night. So we make dua to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Ola grant her marhuma Aisha Gangat Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant the family Sabri Jameel, patience and fortitude in these difficult times. You, the children, family, I spoke to Yusuf last night. All of you should be reading Surah chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Let's start with the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Now you show me where in the world is this justified. So Israel rape law has double standards. So what are the double standards there? If a Jutla, Harami, Zionist commits rape, then the punishment will be less and decreased compared to a Palestinian if he commits this crime. Now I'm asking you Jutlas, Haramis, I'm asking you supporters of Israel, can you ever justify that? So when we say Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and you Hitler's children, do you really blame us? You can see what haramis you are. Even your senior doctors who are experts in the field are fed up of Israel, and now an exodus of Israeli doctors taking place. Very, very good. Saudis and them are very busy with the Israelis, bootlicking as usual MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. And so one of the ministers of Israel said, next year you will see in March that there will be flights flying from Israel to Saudi to and froth. We hope by that time, inshallah, it will happen. BB's, this right-wing terrorist government, will be out of power, inshallah al-Aziz. And then we go to the India. So what do you see in India? You see the double standards there also. The BJP, Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. Now he cuts off internet connection where the Muslim majority is. Then next to Delhi, in Mewat and in Nuha and all these places. Then you see, you must remember that they can come and commit crimes. Yesterday I sent out some of the crimes committed by the Indian People Army and so forth against the Hindus, against the Muslims, raping a four-year-old girl. Who allows all this? Only terrorists allow this. So both of them, so whatever Allah Ta'ala says is 100% the truth. Your worst enemies are Muslims. You need to have iman and ghairat to speak all these things here. So you must remember, Quran says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And your worst enemies, remember, will be the Jews and the mushriks and the idol worshippers. Modi might not come, still not confirmed, but that is the news. Well, maybe will not come to South Africa for the BRICS summit, just like you must remember Putin is not coming, so they will have a virtual link and so forth. He will speak from there and so forth. If Modi doesn't come, he knows why, because we Muslims will take him to the cleaners, our lawyers will take him to the cleaners, our advocates will take him to the cleaners. These are haramis, remember this. These are the real terrorists, you must remember. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. So what crimes they are committing against humanity. So we go to Tunisia. One Tunisian singer went to Israel and she was singing in front of all the Palestinian audience. So Israel is taking credit for that. They want to start normalizing ties. So the president of Tunisia, another murtad, another sellout, Kais Saied and them. So they totally anti-Islam. So now they're going to fine her, ban her, whatever. They say that you had no business to go there. So that we agree with him and so forth. America, you're losing your top credit rating from AAA to AA. It shows that Fitch and all of them are also fed up of your policies, and they also know that what haramis you are. France and US are evacuating their people from the whiteys. Just simple terms, they're evacuating the whiteys from Niger. Niger army, the junta, you're doing very good. Get rid of all these whiteys who are raping you and who are plundering you and stealing all your uranium when you yourself don't have electricity. Don't be such cowards in that. Do something for your own people instead of bootlicking these whiteys and all of them. Now let's come to Sunak, another Indian, another one anti-Muslim. If you ask him for Sunak, what you say about Israel, just like Biden, he'll say, no, no apartheid there. So the latest report came out from BBC. They say it is shocking the amount of people who are involved in terrorism and they're under 18 years old, the youth. But your policies are like that. Nothing happens out of a vacuum. Go study your own laws in America. Go study your own laws in the UK and see who are you targeting, who are you monitoring and so forth. So what you expect to happen? So now they will tell you that how come the youth are involved? When the whitey commits a crime, a non-Muslim commits a crime, then they will just tell you it's a lone wolf, a lone ranger. But any Muslim guy, Arab guy does, then it is Islam and Muslim terrorism and so forth. US are frustrated already with Zelensky. Just now, one of you the days, you will hear that Zelensky died. And in a freak accident, you watch, you will see how they will try and do some damage control and so forth. They fed up with him, his demands never end, and they're getting a good thrashing. Putin, you're a big harami, but you're doing a good job. I'm making dua for you. You're not coming to South Africa, I'll come to Moscow and make you Sulman, inshallah. Make you Muslim, inshallah. So, but we pray for you. Now, listen to this incident. Some Robert character in 2018, he decided he had enough of these jutlas and Zionists. He went to a synagogue there and he put 11 jutlas straight to hell. Remember that. So we don't agree with this. You go and attack people in a church or in a synagogue or in a mosque. But we have no sympathy as well. Remember that. Now, in the Biden administration, for this Robert character, there's a death penalty. You see, jutlas, harami, Zionists and supporters, Quran says, chapter 7, verse 167, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ, your Allah, Jalla wa Allah, has announced, لَيَبْأَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will definitely appoint people to punish the jutlas. So whether it's Hitler, whether it's Hamas, whether it is Robert, or whether it is Tom, Dick and Mary, so always you will be punished by Almighty Allah. You know why? Because you are not a chosen nation, you are a cursed nation. You murdered prophets and messengers, and you are murdering babies and infants. Muhammad Tamim, Muhammad Durra, all examples. And you murder innocent people. So therefore, can you believe this story? Yeah. So that guy, Robert, they said now death penalty for him. In America, Nohal. Can you believe that? Nohal is our Afrikaans term on top of it, you see. Australian Prime Minister, can you believe the story? Australia is a puppet and a poodle of America. Australia, Albert C., whatever his name is, the Prime Minister, condemns America, and he told Blinken, don't come try and blink us here. For the prosecution of Assange, Julian Assange. We are thankful to Julian Assange. He exposed the American regime, who are the real terrorists and what they are plotting, planning, scheming is. So the Australian Prime Minister condemns America. You see, now there are so many fires raging in Canada. Trudeau and his wife, they had enough. So Trudeau and his wife are separating now, after meaning divorce, whatever. And nearly after 20 years marriage. So these guys, they can't sustain it, you must remember, because they're always busy poking their finger in other people's business, you know. So now Trudeau and his wife, history, we have to carry on with the geography. Pakistan, Bilal, you know, this Bilal is who? He is, you must remember, Benazir Bhutto's son, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto's grandson, you see. So he's the minister. He says that Pakistan is warning Afghanistan that we will take action, counter-terrorism operations, if you're going to continue fiddling with Pakistan and there by the borders and so forth. This is what the West wants. So we hope Pakistan uses their brains, you know. Saudi Arabia, can you believe this now? Saudi Arabia is opening the market more for Brazil and the Brazilian goats. So now Saudi Arabia will be importing the goats and animals and that. They were importing before, but now it's at the greater scale. And they will bring it right into Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, Riyadh, Dammam and everywhere else. And you think these animals are halal? They must forget it. All imported meat that comes to Saudi Arabia, al-luhumul mustawrada, all are haram and not permissible. But what these Saudis have to worry of halal and haram? They know that the Muslims of today are not interested in halal, haram, majority of them. They just want to come there for a good holiday and make a little bit ibadat and read it. So that is why they capitalize on that. So remember, they're now increasing that market and so forth. Talks in Jeddah on the 5th and 6th this weekend, yeah, regarding, you must remember, the Ukraine and Russia business. So Russia says that this is an anti-Russian coalition, and if MBS continues like this, he doesn't know what Putin will do. But I think Putin is training him up. Have that there, and then you tell us what's going on. So I think that is what Putin's idea is. The Italian Prime Minister, now all these Western leaders, you remember Macron, when they were taking out the cartoons and all that against Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Allah forbid, they said freedom of speech, freedom of expression. When they said, like I'm saying now, and I'm saying it loudly, Macron is Hitler, let's see what can happen now. So they'll say, we'll sue you, we'll do this, we'll do that. So now the Italian Prime Minister is suing a singer and some rap star or rock star, whatever shaitan they are, for calling her a fascist. So I'm calling you a fascist. So you must remember this. So what you going to do? So you must remember. That's what happened to freedom of speech. What happened to freedom of expression? And so forth. Whole lot haram is these people. And remember, Iran and UAE are also involved in a dispute. There are three islands there. Now, if you know anything of geography, then you will know Iran and UAE, they like borders to one another. And these three islands they are. So UAE say it belongs to us, but Iran is occupying it. If UAE talks too much, they know Iran will clean them up in 1 week. Iran are big haramis. Shias are non-Muslims, kuffar. But as far as their army and military goes, they're one of the most powerful there after Israel. So therefore, UAE, stop messing with Iran. Remember that Iran will flatten your Dubai and Abu Dhabi in 1 week or so. It'll be finished. You must remember that. Okay, so now inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and thereafter 11 to 12 will be Mozaid Khan and myself. Today is the 15th of Muharram, so we're discussing time in Islam, how important it is, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah Aziz.
So my question to you, Ustad, is that why has our justice system failed us? The court goes on and on and on. And what is the reason behind this, Ustad?
Very easy, my brother, sister. When you are a human being and you rely on human rights only, which are concocted and invented and fabricated by the white man primarily, so remember that, and you divorced and detach yourself from divine rights and so forth. ANC came into power in 1994, and one of the first things they did, the whole constitution will focus only basically on human rights and nothing to do with or divine rights and so forth. So what do you expect? So you see the crimes. We have 82 murders a day. We have more than 50 rapes a day. And these are conservative figures. You will think it's a war zone going on here, because you must remember that from top to bottom. Just take one easy example. That pastor and whatever his name is, you understand? The convicted murderer, rapist, call him whatever. So now they had the G4. And then the Minister of Justice said that the contract is finished and so forth. These guys got top shot lawyers and said, who the hell are you just to cancel our contract and so forth? And now, remember, the Minister of Justice now has to eat humble pie, and now they lost the case and so forth. So when you have people who are incompetent right on top, you must remember this type of things. Another example I give you. You got the president of the country and of ANC. Under his matras and mattress and that, he got pala pala and $100,000 and 50, whatever it is, you know the figures. Yesterday, the Secretary General of ANC. So you must remember, they say that he took an overseas trip, you must remember, sponsored to Dubai. You can read about the details yourself. They say no, that no charges are laid against him. So who is the corrupt people, I'm asking you? So you must remember these type of things here. Pala pala, no, nothing happened. This guy gets a free sponsored trip, and nobody sponsors for free. There's always some hidden agenda, you know that. So no charges against him. So who's fooling who? You see, if you want a true and a just society, you have to do what Singapore did. They started from the top. Any minister, politician, MP, whatever, you involved in corruption, finish, we will fix you up. Cindy J, they told that Minister of Finance, you bring back all the money that you looted in 48 hours, otherwise we're putting you in front of the firing squad. You see? So that is what you need in South Africa. All these crooked politicians, irrespective of which party they are, they can be Indian, black, Muslim, non-Muslim, whitey, whatever, Chinese, Ching Chong, whatever. So you must put them in front of the firing squad. But you don't have death penalty. So the criminals are having a ball of a time. They say in South Africa, crime pays. We go to jail, we get internet, we get 3 times food a day, and we have human rights. So that type of human rights is cursed in Islam when you abolish divine rights in the process.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see the brother says, AK-47, I'm the Hebrew brother that you always say, why don't I take my name? Well, today I'm going to tell you my name is Levi, L-E-V-I. He says your people in Palestine are receiving a thrashing daily. What are you doing about it? You have media in your hands. Why are you not using it to your advantage? Levi, Ustad.
I'm using it to my advantage. You're so ashamed to say you are a Jew. And that's why you wake up so early. What you Jutla, Harami, terrorist, have to wake up so early, 5:30, to listen to me, you Harami? And why you Israelis, for the past 20 years, you're recording my program? Is it not happening? Was Shalom Shalom not recording me? Maybe you recording me, but you can't show me one instance in my career of 23 years that I made propaganda and lies against the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Today I told you that you got raped. If you as a Jutla, as a Harami and a terrorist, you rape a woman, your sentence will be something else, and Palestinians will be something else. To what you say about that Hebrew brother, Jutla cursed person? So every day we are showing them. Regarding thrashing of the Palestinians, we look forward to death. For us, martyrdom is our success. For you Jutlas, Haramis, you must remember that now your doctors are leaving. There's exodus taking place from Israel, and Aliyah is decreasing. You know what I am talking about. So we're nailing the Israelis, and you know you can't beat me on this argument here. So we are going to take over the whole Israel. All these settlements you are building, in my lifetime, your lifetime, you Jutla Harami, you will see will be occupied by Palestine, inshallah.
Ameen. He says, yes, we do record you, but for a reason, AK, and you know that.
Levi, you can record me and send it to your grandfather also, you Harami terrorist Jutla.
I've got a sister here, Ustad. She says that, good morning to you, AK. How do I tell my husband that I'm pregnant, but it's not his? My name is Christine. I only confide with my mom, and she said, what you don't know won't hurt you. But my conscience is killing me, AK. I'm sorry to trouble you and lay my problems to you so early in the morning. Sir, Christine, Ustad.
No problem, my sister Christine. In Islam, I'll give you the Islamic law. Then you will understand it. Number one is this, al-waladu lil-firash. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the person who is the husband, so the child will belong to him. So if you keep quiet, he doesn't know. So that son, daughter of yours to be born to you, so the lineage of the child will go to the father. But if you expose everything and you confess to it and say you committed adultery with Tom, Dick and Harry or whatever, so in a case like that, walil ahiri al-hajar, so then you must remember, for the person who commits adultery, there will be the death penalty and so forth. So you must decide what course of action you want to take. That is for Muslim and Islamic law. Obviously, that doesn't apply in South Africa. We all know that. So now you must ask yourself, are you prepared to keep quiet about this and then you just carry on business as usual? And you know that if divorce takes place or whatever, then your other children who are innocent and your child to be born is innocent, there's no blame on him or her. So then it will upset everything. And then you ask God, Almighty Allah, for forgiveness. So that's one option. Second option is that you say, no, my guilty conscience is killing me. And better, I must tell the truth to my husband. Either he accepts me or either he divorces me and so forth. Then Islamic, in that case there, that when he says that now I'm not going to accept this child because by your admission it is not my child, so the lineage goes to the mother and not to the father. And third option is that you try and just keep quiet and take your mother's advice and ask Almighty Allah for forgiveness. So you must choose which is the best there, and don't ever think. That's why we have these programs. Anybody can send messages, whether you have your personal problems or you are Jutlas, Haramis and Jutlis who are recording. We have no problem at all. Remember that.
Sister Ranel says that how come the South African Minister of Defense, Thando Maus, is pleading ignorance and claims to be oblivious of the fact that a Russian ship visited the South African naval base? Or is she being a bad liar? Ranel, Ustad.
You know how things work, Ranel, in politics. You remember there was that Indian politician. His name was Raj Bansi. So I saw Raj Bansi one day. He came to Heidelberg. You understand? That time was the tricameral parliament. You remember tricameral parliament? My sister Ranelle, for the Indians, they had the House of Delegates. For the colors, they had the House of Representatives, and the Bura and the Whiteys were running the show. And they made all these Paza homelands and all that. You know all those things. So he came to my hometown and it was holiday. I said, let me see what Raj Bansi is going to say. It was a comedy of errors, man. You must remember that. So one day somebody asked him, not there in Heidelberg, some other place. They asked him, Majda Raj Bansi, we want to ask you a question. What is the definition of politics? He said the definition of politics is to make the impossible possible. So you understood that now what it means? That what is the truth? You make that lies. And what is lies? You try and make it the truth. That what the Jutlas Haramis call Hasbara, and that is propaganda. Obviously, South Africa know they're hiding something. For what your Russian ship? I went to Richards Bay, and that day I saw the ships myself. Russian ships, and you must remember Chinese ships, and the South African ships, and all of them. So there was another tricameral there as well. Trinity, you see? So that is, it goes on. You know South Africa. That's why I love this country so much. You must remember this, that you can do anything and you will get away, basically. You must remember that. From top to bottom, corruption like you can't believe.
Cape Town, Ustad. Mufti Sahab, footstoots. Should a Muslim abstain from such business deals, Ustad?
No, it's permissible. Ana bari min kulli aibin. I am selling you, Mr. Cape Town, Mr. Cook sisters. I am selling you my car. I tell you, Manier, the Diri car has footstools. You take it as it is, inspect it inside, outside, engine, exhaust, everything. You give me my 20, 50, 100,000, and then you go. Tomorrow, you don't come and tell me that the pistons are in the wheel cap and all these things. Yeah, so I'm not interested. I told you, so Islamically, totally permissible, no problem. Anything you send secondhand and you say that this is the condition, you take it as is, that is called footstools, totally permissible in Islam, but you must tell the buyer and prospective buyer, this is how the deal is. So Islamically permissible. Last question.
I see Barbara says, according to you, you say that if Ronald Reagan was a bad president, according to you, AK, so why was he a two-term president? Barbara, Ustad.
So according to you, if you are a two-term president, so then you are a good person. So George W. Bush also was a two-term president. And he murdered, you must remember, 1 million plus Iraqis. And remember, Madeleine Albright said, it's worth it to kill 500,000 children in Iraq. What you say, Barbara? What you say, your husband? You whiteies, when you kill Arabs, when you kill Muslims, when you kill blacks, then that life doesn't matter. But when you kill a Jutla or you kill a whitey, then that life matters. Most of you whiteies, I don't say all. Like how I say, not every Jew is our enemy. Not every Hindu is our enemy. But you whiteys, I stayed with you. I know your policies. You, what you call Israel, 100% apartheid regime. So you must remember that we saw apartheid here. So similarly, America, how you treat the blacks? How many blacks are being shot by the whiteys, by police and so forth? So that is, and then you come tell me, good president, Ronald Reagan was the person, these are his words. You know nothing about politics still, Barbara. Let me tell you, when apartheid of South Africa was still functioning under the whiteys, they asked him, that what you doing for the blacks and the non-whites? He said, no, we are having constructive engagements. This is your constructive engagement, that you put the black man down and you support the white man, and you come tell me that you're a good president. What your American presidents are doing with Israel? They say, no, Israel, very good democracy. You must remember that. Such democracy that the Jutlas are leaving now. So you see, so all this is going to haunt them. How you got the Holocaust? We're going to have a big, hey you Hebrew brother, Jutla, Jutli, listen. We're going to have a very big Palestinian museum in major parts of the world. Amen. These are the war crimes committed by the Israeli regimes from the year 48 till whenever Israel dies a natural death, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.